Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead, Alquist, Ashburn, Benoit, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSaunier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete-McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Simidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Walk, Wright, Weiland, Yee. Mr. President, a quorum is present.
Senators, a quorum is present. Please, members, and those guests beyond the rail, please stand. Today, we will be led in the prayer by Rabbi Mona Alfie.
Good afternoon. Mary Bethune, a civil rights leader and educator, taught that faith is the first factor in a life devoted to service. Without it, she said, nothing is possible. With it, nothing is impossible. We pray to the Holy One to sustain our faith and guide us as we seek to serve. Bless us with wisdom, insight, and success in our daily work. May this be God's will. Amen.
Today's Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senator Leo. Senators, we're in this third extraordinary session under motions and resolutions. Senator Duchaney. Senator Duchaney, under motions and resolutions, you have a motion.
Thank you very much, Mr. President and members. Without objection, I'd like to move that Assembly Bills 1 through 20 be withdrawn from Rules Committee and given a second reading upon being withdrawn and placed on the file. This is in the extraordinary session. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Without objection on that motion. So moved. Senators, at this time, we are standing in recess on the third extraordinary session. We'll convene the regular session. Prayer and the pledge will be deemed complete. Is there any business before the regular session? Senator Steinberg? Senator Steinberg.
Hey.
Senator Steinberg?
Hey, David. One second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, I'd like to take up a couple of gubernatorial appointments.
Without objection.
We'll start with one.
Thank you. Oh, are you reading or?
No, you may proceed.
Oh, I just do. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Both of these appointments were heard on the 14th of January in the Rules Committee, approved 5-0. Mr. Hoshino was head of internal affairs at CDCR and a former deputy inspector general. Mr. Lindsay is a reappointment to the Transportation Commission. He's from Modesto and the owner of Bright Transport System. They're both excellent public servants who have done a good job. We recommend their confirmation. Thank you.
Any further debate or discussion on this item? Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead. Aye. Alquist. Aye. Ashburn. Aye. Benoit. Aye. Calderon. Aye. Cedillo. Cogdill. Aye. Corbett. Aye. Correa. Cox. Aye. Denham. Aye. DeSaunier. Aye. Duchaney. Aye. Dutton. Aye. Flores. Aye, Hancock. Aye, Harmon. Aye, Hollingsworth. Cuff. Aye, Kehoe. Aye, Leno. Aye, Liu. Aye, Lowenthal. Aye, Maldonado. Negrete-McLeod. Negrete-McLeod. Aye, Oropeza. Padilla. Aye, Pavley. Aye, Romero. Aye, Runner. Aye, Simidian. Aye, Steinberg. Aye, Strickland. Aye, Walters. Aye, Wiggins. Aye, Walk. Aye, Wright. Weiland. Yee.
Aye.
Yee, aye.
Ayes 32, no, 0. Those nominees are confirmed. Senator Steinberg, item number 2.
Thank you. If we can move to item 2. These are the appointments of John McGinnis and Gil Van Attenhoven, members of the Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training. Again, both these appointees were heard on the 14th, both approved 5-0. Proud to actually stand up and speak on behalf of John McGinnis because he happens to be my sheriff in Sacramento County. And he occupies the sheriff or chief slot on the commission. Mr. Van Attenhoven is a senior special agent at the California Department of Justice, occupying the sergeant or below slot. It's an interesting designation. Both answered a number of written questions submitted prior to the hearing. They're both excellent nominees. We ask for an aye vote. Thank
Any
you.
Further debate or discussion on this item? Without objection, we'll substitute the roll call, unanimous roll call 32-0. So ordered. Item number 3, Senator Steinberg. Senator Steinberg.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is the appointment of Cynthia Dellums as a member of the Commission on the Status of Women. Ms. Dellums was approved by the Rules Committee on a 3-0 vote. Senators Onnestad and Dutton both abstained. Of course, Ms. Dellums is from Oakland. She has long been active in public life, working in both politics and in economic development. We ask for an aye vote on this nomination. Thank
Any
you.
Any further debate or discussion on this item? Secretary, please call the roll.
Onnestad, Ahlquist, aye, Ashburn, Benoit, Calderon, aye, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, aye, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSaunier, aye, DeCheney, aye, Dutton, Flores, aye, Hancock, aye, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, aye, Liu, aye, Lowenthal, aye, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, I. Orpeza, Padilla, I. Pavley, I. Romero, I. Runner, Simidian, Runner, I. Simidian, I. Steinberg, I. Strickland, I. Walters, Wiggins, I. Walk, I. Wright, Weiland, Yee, Yee, I. Kehoe, I.
Ayes 22, noes 0. That nominee is confirmed. With that, I understand that any further business before coming before this Senate, then Senator DeSaunier, I understand you have an introduction. Senator DeSaunier.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was just talking to Senator Benoit, because both of us are both of us are French-Canadian. So today you can see the Canadian flag has joined us up on the dais, and that is because we have a distinguished group of public servants who are visiting here from Canada who are behind me. They are here as part of an advanced leadership program, and they're traveling to learn particularly about our issues on environmental and renewable energy policies. So I would like you all to give a warm welcome to these visitors from Canada to the Senate, the California State Senate today.
Welcome to the California State Senate. Senator DeSaunier, I just want to remind you that the presiding officer is not Speaker Pro Tem anymore. It's the President.
I only have 2 years experience, President.
Thank you very much. With that, Senator Lowenthal.
To request to adjourn in the memory of?
Without objection.
Thank you. I'd like to adjourn in the memory of Dr. Robert Gumbiner, who died last Tuesday at his home in Long Beach. He was 85 years of age. Dr. Gumbiner was a visionary and a pioneer. Over 40 years ago, he turned his family practice into a nonprofit health organization, providing full range of medical services for a flat subscription fee. Ultimately, this concept evolved into FHP, Family Health Plan, which is over $1 billion, one of the most largest of all the health maintenance organizations. After Dr. Gumbiner left medicine, he is best known for the founding of the Long Beach, or now the Museum of Latin American Art, the largest collection of Latin American art west of the Mississippi. He was a giant in the community, giant in Southern California. He will be surely missed by all, and it's with great sadness that I report upon his passing.
Senator Lowenthal, if you could bring the name of the good doctor to the front so that we can appropriately memorialize his life and contribution. With that, any further business? Senator Steinberg?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. President. Just announced the session for the remainder of the week. Check in tomorrow, check in Wednesday. We'll have a Democratic caucus at noon on Wednesday. Session 9 o'clock Thursday morning. I would say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond on the call of the pro tem. The Senate will stand in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll reconvene formally 9 o'clock again on Thursday. Thank you very much.